So let's finish out talking about the issue of tolerability issues with BTK inhibitors and also the potential of using other BTK inhibitors besides ibrutinib. And obviously, at least in the United States, acalabrutinib is now approved in mantle cell. It's been studied in CLL. Maybe to get into that, we can hear about your patient. I don't think it says in the age of the patient.
Oh, sorry. That patient was in his 60s. It was a man. For him, the big issue here was he was truly refractory to FCR chemotherapy. So he was in his early 60s. We treated him with FCR and had no response whatsoever. Now, this is the data, the sort of patient that before we had these BTK inhibitors around, this is the kind of patient that Michael Keating had published from the MD Anderson would have, you know, a median survival of less than a year. This is a group of patients going to historically do extremely poorly. And of course, along comes ibrutinib, and we're able to say, well, now we've got a good therapy for a previously completely unmet need.